chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We're about to get
not pleasant. I hear. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 12th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. So you can guess what kind of business they're in. They're in the business of making it difficult for people to get in places where they shouldn't get in with proximity cards and keyless entry. And they're in the business of ultra-high-definition security cameras, which I'm a big fan of. Honest to goodness, except for bathrooms, cameras everywhere. Fine with me. Let's do this.
Hey!
This would be a round of introductions, starting with the control board operator who, how many anyways did he miss today? Really, just one?
Just one. Just
that's
one.
Not bad. That's not bad. It's not the perfection we strive for here, but that'll come. That'll come, or he'll go. That's tough. That's tough. Let's just see if he can deal with it. He is the guy with the worst haircut in the room. He is from Birmingham, England. He is... There it is. There it is. That regal English stuff. Yeah, he is Trevor Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
There you go. Does it hurt your feelings if we say we don't like your haircut?
Absolutely not. I'm not a big fan of most people anyway. Yeah,
he's the only one that got the audience. That ingratiate. Oh man, I'm not a fan of most people.
He's got more hair than the rest of the guys in the studio combined. So
well,
he's got
does.
That going also for true.
And you know what? I actually, that's okay with me. If you don't care what people think about your hair, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It is really bad, though. Around the horn to Dan Levi Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune.
Yeah.
And owner of that super loud, too loud, only had a brain thing that was way too loud. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel Nicholas, and if you are planning on retiring or changing jobs or something like that, have Mark and Jason check out your portfolio. They're with Stiefel Nicholas, like I said, member SIPC, NYSE. All you have to do to get their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
He did so much better today.
How about that?
A little bit better.
Good job, Dan. Yeah.
Good job. Thanks, Amanda.
Not good job.
I noticed.
Fair job. Our newsman is Tim Woodburn. He is, by trade, full-time a private investigator. Yeah, not a joke. He can find anybody, anywhere, and find out anything about him. Tim, say hello to everybody who's AM in the PM.
Hello to everybody who's AM in the PM.
Last, not least, well, not even last, because we have a couple other people to go, my daughter, Amanda. Amanda Pookie Pinion, who's in from Overland Park, Kansas. The sad news is she will not be here tomorrow. I call
neither
her.
Neither will you.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Friday the 13th.
You know, stop everything. I have to edit that out because that I just had to. He did it for me. Tim put a quarter in the fine jar. When we screw up or do something stupid, we have to pay a fine. It's okay. I'll give you that quarter back. I call her lady. I don't call her a man. That's right. Sorry, I have to go back. Then you won't be here Monday for sure. You're right. I won't be here. I have a golf tournament tomorrow, but we're sorry you're not going to be here next week.
Well, I'm going to be here some next week.
You are?
Yeah.
When?
Coming back in town. I'm not sure which days yet.
Ooh, that is good news. Good news for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, screw him. You're my daughter. It should be good news. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
My daughter went next door and got some of the greatest like pretzels ever next door. So these three big, massive pretzels. And the first thing Rat Boy wanted to know, she had some sort of, I don't know what it was, but he went, what did you ask about?
Cheese.
Yes, she had cheese. Mm-hmm. She brought cheese. That's all he thinks about. And, of course, the world's greatest polka orchestra. That's them in the background. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, here's what they do. I believe the days of somebody having a key to get in anywhere are coming to an end pretty quickly. When's the last time you went into a hotel or most any business where you had to go from, you watched them go from one section to the other where they used a key? No, it's that either keypad thing or, as is the case here, you just hold it. We have two ways to do it here. They issue you, and you get to choose. This place is so unbelievable. They say, which would you like, a key fob or a card? And I took a card. It's kind of like a credit card. You hold it right up to the door, and red turns green, and you're in. That's a proximity card. Keyless access. They do all of this stuff at gateway, lock, and security cameras. And you can pretty easily figure out the other thing they do. Ultra-high definition security cameras. My grandson and I all, well, pretty much every night this last week, went, he's calling it night hunting. And we go out with flashlights, and we catch crickets, and we got a frog, and we caught a possum night before last. And I was thinking, man, if we had those night vision cameras that gateway lock and security cameras can put in, I would actually have video of us walking around at night, because these cameras in total darkness, pitch black darkness, can record anything they see up to 50 feet away. They're night vision cameras. Now, you may not need those. Maybe your office or warehouse or home is well lit. You don't really need those cameras, but maybe you need two cameras. Maybe you need 20 cameras. Your house is large. Your house is small. Your business is big. Your business is small. It doesn't matter. They work with all kinds of people and all kinds of budgets, and they are really good. It's a family business. Derek Nagel and his son Sean and the people that work for them know what they're doing. Unlike a lot of people who go to Costco or Sam's and see a box of 8 cameras, and it always says on there, installs in just minutes. Yeah, 6,000 minutes. It's never, ever as easy as they make it look. Even if it says, and you can install them in just a couple of hours. No, you can't. Not and do it right, you can't. And they've told me more than once, they get calls regularly from people who just gave up. They tried to put them in themselves and realized it's not working. It's not going on the hard drive. It's not recording. I can't access it from my phone and my tablet when I'm away, a computer. I'm out of town. I can't see my house. I can't see my business. Well, you shouldn't have tried to do it yourself. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Their website is gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Check it out. Take a look at what they do. And please, please tell them your AM and the PM. Larry Connors is on right after this show at 6 o'clock. And tonight, he will go over Hillary talking about the money she got from Harvey Weinstein and how she can't just give it back. Well, of course not. Can't do that. Can't give that money back.
I think she's the only gal he didn't hit on.
And that has to hurt her feelings.
That probably does hurt her
she's
feelings.
Probably, I'm not kidding. She's probably hurt by that.
Women can't stand it when a guy like wants to hit on everybody but them.
I agree. Just like I can't stand it, knowing that for the rest of my life, hot young women, they're not going to give me a second look. I have to have money just dangling out of my pockets.
And a casting couch.
Which you do.
What?
And a casting couch.
A casting kite.
Couch.
That is what I said.
Some of those British words.
Frank, come on now. K-A-R-C-H.
Couch.
Can't you spell?
No, some of the words you say, we actually can't even understand. I'm not kidding. I mean, that's not a criticism. I'm just telling you, most people aren't honest. It sounded like you said a casting cage.
It did not sound anything like it. Can continue with the story.
All right, good. Larry will talk about that, the money she got and why she just can't seem to give it back. Also, the onboard oxygen systems on our fighter jets are putting our military pilots at risk. And this is pretty big, and I hope that I'm able to listen, and I probably will be. It's the story and the fact that there's a picture of the new mid-engine Corvette, which was not supposed to be seen.
Whoa.
Larry will talk about that tonight. Larry Connors, USA. It is a really good radio show. It's what a radio show actually should sound like, and there are fewer and fewer of them. Yesterday morning, those those guys that do that filthy morning show, Hayes, you know
Morning After.
About. Oh, yeah.
McKernan, Hayes, McKernan, Vaughn.
Hayes, Vaughn, Doug, yeah. One of them was talking about hedonism. Tim, do you know what hedonism is? And Limey, do you know what that is or where
I know
it is?
I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
The producer is a practicing member of it. I know that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Now, it's actually a place in this case. Do you know where hedonism is?
I have no idea. I'm guessing somewhere in the Middle East.
Jamaica.
Yeah. Ah, right.
Yeah.
And there are three. And Dan and I actually have seen them because over the years we've taken listeners on lots of trips. And we've, been to Jamaica at least three or four times, yeah. Right? And there are three hotels. There's Hedonism. And don't they do it, Dan? Hedonism 1, 2, and 3?
I think so, yeah.
And I think 3, that's I don't know how to put this.
No holds barred.
Yes. Hedonism 1 is kind of people walking around topless at the resort and nude on the beach. And they throw some kind of swinging parties. Hedonism 2... the second, I guess you would say, section of this outfit is where people stay who want to be a little bit wilder. Maybe you can walk swingers. Around the whole resort nude.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe swinging. Maybe meet people. At
Webster's. Webster's has it as the pursuit of pleasure, sensual self-indulgence. The ethical theory that pleasure, in the sense of the satisfaction of desires, is the highest good and proper arm of human life.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Who could argue with that?
No.
And that's why they call these places Hedonism 1, 2, and 3. Now, Hedonism 3, if you know anybody who comes back from vacation and go, yeah, well, we were at Hedonism 3. Let me tell you something. They were in about 6 orgies. They probably have about 4 diseases when they come up. This place, anything goes. It's unbelievable. And the only reason we know about it is some of the people on our trip, they overbooked the hotel, and they put a couple of our people over at Hedonism.
Oh, boy.
So Dan and I said, well, let's go visit one of our listeners. Yeah. And we went over there, and I'm going to tell you, it's
the weirdest.
Is that
the kind of place where every hole is a goal? One of those places?
Oh, I would never have said that.
Every one. No,
that's
not necessarily.
Another quarter. Put two. In fact, make him put 2 quarters in the jar.
Oh.
There you go.
Things get
and you know, these millennials, they say anything. They
every
say
goal
anything.
Is a goal.
Yeah, he gets a new haircut.
Oh, you understood that one, man. Though, thankfully.
But you know what? I didn't know their producer is a member, like he has a timeshare or something. Hedonism?
No, he's like a practicing. That's his religion almost. I mean, they talk about it constantly all the time.
This is Iggy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why we wanted to come here, so that our show would sound like a kindergarten class compared to them. We have, I told a joke just before we left the other place, and I have somebody who has asked me to send him the joke or tell him the joke, and for the life of me, I don't know what he's talking about. He said it was a bonus joke, and what happens is every once in a while I'll throw in a bonus joke. It's not quite good enough for the Playhouse, but it's funny, and he said it had to do with Hillary. If anybody... And don't just email me with any Hillary joke, but if you know what he's talking about, this would have been probably the first week of September, somewhere in there. If you know that, because he said he and his wife were laughing so hard at it, I'd like to know what it was. And all I have to go on is Hillary. So if you happen to remember it or you thought it was funny too and you remember the joke, please email and tell. But don't email me going, was it this joke? No. You need to have heard it and remember it. Otherwise, I just get, you know, every Hillary joke sent to me that was ever told. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale, courtesy of First Community Credit Union, hosted by the guy who just walked out of this room, Scott Sherman. Please make a note of the numbers. Don't let the 7 o'clock hour be the radio death that it was last Saturday. 855-282-TALK.
I have a suggestion, by the way, if that show has a lull.
Mm-hmm.
I have an ongoing argument with my brother, and this ties in with the yard sale theme, and that is, if you have something that you want to get rid of, and you put it out on your front lawn, okay, right. Like on the curb, right, what will get it picked up quicker? If you put a sign on it that says free, or if you put a sign on it that says $1? And he and I have argued about this for years.
I would think the sign says $1.
Well, and that's his side of the argument, because that tells passersby that there's something actually of value here, so we're demanding money for
it. Free says it's junk.
Because he used to live on Big Ben. He put a couch out in his front yard one time, and he went and took a shower where the sign said $1. Shower's over. He comes out, there's $1 bill taped to his door, and the couch was gone.
Beautiful.
Right.
But free means it's no good.
Free to me says, you know, people that are looking for something like that probably don't have the dollar in their pocket in the first place, so they're going to go ahead and pick it up because it is free.
I disagree. I go with a dollar thing.
I did that one time on Craigslist. You can do that on Craigslist. You can put stuff and you just say what street you're on, and just I had a one of those basketball hoops, you know, with the mobile thing where you can roll it out in the street
put
and everything.
Sand on the bottom or water. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had that and I put free on Craigslist and it was gone in moments.
Now, I did that with a grill on Craigslist, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was free or she was a dollar?
It was free and I had about
Girl, grill.
Oh, I thought you said you did it with a girl.
No.
The girl was a dollar or she was free? What?
Wow.
My daughter would never say, I did it with a girl.
No, I did it with a girl. Not did it with a girl.
Oh.
Like her and the girl conspired to sell whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a grill.
Got it.
What's better though than Craigslist? Yard sale Saturday morning.
Yes.
Done. Boom. No mailing, correspond, texting, emailing. Nah, just sell it. And I actually hear the voice of the person selling it. You kind of get an idea of what the quality of it will be from, you know, the sound of the person. So that's Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Golf tournament tomorrow, Normandy Golf Club. I will be there. Dan will be there. And I'm actually really looking forward to that. That'll be awkward but fun. Awkward for them, fun for me. Now, this is kind of a weird but actual fact. My head, and before you react to this or run to the keyboard to send me, no kidding, my head is getting bigger as I get older. And I'll tell you, I know this.
It is?
Yeah. The other night, I wanted to wear, I have a Stetson hat, but it's more like a gambler hat with a silver band around it. It's not a real cowboy on a Bronco looking hat, but it's more of that riverboat gambler thing. I couldn't even begin to get it on. It was so small. Now, it's the same hat that I wore 15 years ago. And I haven't worn it for 15 years. My head is getting big.
Hats shrink. Hats shrink.
No, I don't think so. Do they?
They do. The hats shrink in weather. Hats shrink in the sunlight. Absolutely, hats shrink. Hats can shrink. Especially if you get them wet and they condense a little. I mean,
no, it's been in a box.
I was just going to agree with you.
It's been in a box. They do shrink?
No, your head gets bigger.
It does?
Yeah.
I know your ears do.
Yeah, your ears get bigger.
Old people, some old people.
And they start to droop as well.
Yeah, but some old people, like, man, their ears are like 8 inches long.
Oh, yeah, they're massive.
I lived in Kentucky for 10 years, and I know women that would buy these $300-$400 Kentucky Derby hats.
Right.
And they'd wear it, and then they'd try it on again the next year, and it wouldn't fit.
It shrank.
So I was
good.
That's my background.
Yeah, because
on that.
I don't want my head to get huge. That's good to know. But I was sad because it's a really nice hat, nice Stetson hat. It won't fit me anymore. So my head was getting bigger. There was a recent, and Dan has an iPhone. Did you do your update, your software update yet?
Yes.
I hate it.
I do too.
Every time they do this,
I don't like it.
It makes things worse.
I know.
I don't like anything about what they did, and I don't know why they have to do.
Then
that,
all of a sudden, you get alerts on your phone and all this crap you don't want, and it's like. I don't know.
Now, do you have the harmonica handy? Because I thought of a second idea. And since my daughter is here, she can participate in this. And here's my idea. Dan put out a CD years ago, sold out immediately, called Songs You Know by Heart, Dan Strauss, the harmonica stylings of Dan Strauss. Years ago, there was a guy, I think his name, I want to say his name was David Sein. And I read an article about him. So we called him on the air many, many years ago. Oh. And the article said this guy could play any song on the piano, even if he had never heard it, if you could let him hear just one time. And I'm not kidding. We called the guy. There wasn't one song he could play. And so we came up with some kind of obscure songs, and over the phone from the station, he could hear through the phone. Right. So he nailed it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, for some reason last night, I got to think about that. I thought, well, Dan Strauss could do that. So what I thought is if we had people just name a song, any song, and see if he can do it and not make one mistake, not miss one note. Amanda, give Dan a song, just any song that you like. What's a song you like?
Uptown Funk.
Oh, Uptown Funk. Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tim, you don't know that song? Oh, it's a great song.
You do.
No, hold on, Dan. Hold on.
Uptown Funk you up.
Dan.
Uptown
Dan.
Funk you up. Huh?
Dan.
What?
You're not singing. You're playing harmonica.
Oh.
All right, Uptown Funk. Yeah. Uptown Funk you up. Have you ever played it with your band?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you're not going to play it because you've already rehearsed
with the old band.
You've played it.
I've never played it on harmonica.
No, give another song. Oh, you haven't played it on harmonica?
No, I've never played it on harmonica. Uptown Funk.
Go ahead. Do it.
Okay.
Hang up.
That's pretty
good. That's it. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
What we're trying to do is trip you up, because in all these years, you've never missed a note. And we're trying to trip you up and make you another song. Tim, you have a song? Anybody.
Yeah,
a song.
Anyone.
Limey, anybody.
How about Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby's Got Back?
Oh, Baby's Got Back.
Baby's Got Back. Now, okay. Now, can you, are you able to play a little of it for
Baby
us?
Got
because
back.
I know of it, but
Baby
I'm going to have Limey.
I like big butts in a can.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to have, hang on
I
here.
I like big butts in a can.
It's so Limey. Big.
I'm going to have Limey play just a little.
Rap guys, girlfriends.
What is that?
It's the beginning.
The beginning.
Of
here it comes.
Is that how it starts?
The girls with the big butts talking.
It's coming. Yep.
There you go.
No, oh, I think I know this. Yeah. But Dan, don't play yet. I just want you to listen.
It's okay.
Like round. It's like out there.
Round and out there.
Gross. Look. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up? Because you know the fat butts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I've heard enough.
Yeah.
Dan, try, let's play that. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, wait, Tim. He hasn't missed a note yet. That's it.
All right.
Oh, my God. Every time I think I can still do one. I got one. I'm going to do one. The Blue Danube Waltz.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know that? Isn't that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Bum, bum.
Okay. Let's hear the Blue Danube Waltz.
Okay.
He has to pick a song.
Mannish Boy by Muddy Waters.
What? Which one?
What is it called?
Mannish Boy by Muddy Waters.
Mannish Boy.
It starts off with a harmonica.
I don't know Mannish if I know that one.
Boy. You never... Is that like Boy Whore from the Morning Show? No?
No.
Mannish Boy. Do you know that, Limey?
He's going to sing some.
Muddy Waters. Oh,
I know who Muddy Waters is. Oh, here it comes.
Listen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Everything gonna be all right this morning.
I know this.
Jump and skip ahead.
See the harmonica.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
All right, Dan. That's
that one seems hard.
Can you play?
Five more seconds.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh, I know this. Yeah. Not yet, Dan.
When I was a young boy.
Oh, Tim's lit up now. Okay, that's enough. Dan, Mannish Boy, Muddy Waters. Here we go. Don't help him.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Just like it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Top notch. Thanks, Tim.
Dan.
Awesome.
We're
I almost
so
want
to
apologize.
To
I almost want to apologize for even thinking you might miss a note. I should know better.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
And
one,
real quickly
it.
Before the joke, Tim had a story yesterday. And what a horrible story. This old couple, 90 something, they were both there. They'd been married like 76 years.
Well, the guy was 100.
And she was their night, and they'd been married
75 years. They'd been married.
And they die in that horrible fire in California. Now, here's a couple that's made it through everything. Everything that a couple could go through, and they die in that fire. How horrible is that?
It's very horrible.
It's horrible if anybody dies in a fire, but that's just not what you expect the way you expect them to go.
A lot of comments on social media about that story as well, and they were talking about how, I guess one was, I'm not sure which one was not able, not as mobile as the other one, but there was a lot of, their family members thought that whichever one was mobile wouldn't want to leave the other one because they'd been through seven.
I believe
that. It's like we're going down together.
I believe, what was that? Notebook.
Notebook where they die together.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah. Get the box of Kleenex for them.
Oh, way to go.
James Garner and who's the woman?
Yeah.
James Garner and famous actress who played
Ryan Gosling.
He was the young James.
No,
he was the young version, but the older
lady?
Woman.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
I can Google it.
Don't call us. We don't have time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, to set this joke up, I have to explain to some people who might not know, millennials, that years ago, the police were called the Fuzz. Now, did you know that?
Yeah, they were. That was a nickname in England as well.
In fact, one of the original radar detectives was called Fuzzbuster. No, it was. The cops, the Fuzz, the police. And in the old gangster movies, Cheez-It, here comes the Fuzz. That Cheez-It meant, let's go, let's scram, let's get out of here. Here comes the Fuzz. It means the police. You need to know that going into this joke if you're a young millennial. Not Limey, because he knew what it meant. And it's the story of an old granny. She's like upper 80s. And she walks into a room where she knew there was a meeting of the Hell's Angels. It was a bar, but it was closed, and it said closed for Hell's Angels meeting. Yet she kicks the door open, and everybody turns. They stop the meeting and look at her. She's like 88 years old. She says, I want to be a Hell's Angel. They said, what? She says, you heard me. I'll be a Hell's Angel. Well, everybody laughs. All these, they're all laughing at her. And the president of the Hell's Angels gets up and walks over and stands in front of her and says, you got to be kidding me. You want to be a Hell's Angel? She says, damn right I do. He says, Granny, do you even have a motorcycle? She says, step outside. They go outside. The most spectacular Harley Sportster they've ever seen. Souped up to 3 times the standard horsepower. All tricked out. She jumps on it, starts it, does a wheelie, and never drops the front tire. After she goes down the block, turns around, comes back with front tire off the road, gets off, says, you tell me now. I know how to ride a bike. And everybody is just kind of like, ooh, ah. In fact, I can almost hear him now. They're all, ooh, they can't believe it. He said, well, that's not quite enough for me, Granny. I'm president of this Hell's Angels chapter. Do you drink? Do you know how to drink?
She said, well, you tell me.
And she reaches in the saddlebag of her bike, pulls out a big bottle of Jack Daniel's Black Label, chugs the whole bottle, throws the bottle down and breaks it.
Yeah, I can drink. I drink.
He says, well, what about cursing? We curse a lot. You think you could keep up with this cursing?
She damn right I do, you MFCC sucking. And she just calls him names he's never even heard. Sailors have never heard these words. And she goes for 3 minutes with the filthiest, nastiest language. He says, all right.
Now, we fight a lot, Granny. You think you could hold your own in a fight? And as soon as he says that, she hits him right in the jaw, breaks, shatters his jaw, knocks him to the floor.
She says, you tell me, Mr. President.
He comes up, he's bleeding, teeth missing.
I can fight.
He says, all right. You ever been picked up by the Fuzz? She says,
nah, but I've been swung around by the boobs a few times.
That means it's time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. No, you don't have to kill it. You can leave it in there. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market. We're all still in training, folks. It's Radio 101. It's Large Morning Show in the Afternoon 101. Mike Evans is part of this show for, oh my goodness, 25, maybe almost 30 years. And it all started with the O.J. trial. So what was that, 94-ish, somewhere in there?
Yeah, 94.
So that would be 23 years. And he's brought to you, as I said, by Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed on Monday. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. And gift cards are a great idea. They must be, because they sell thousands of them every year. Not just this time of year, the holidays. But, hey, it certainly is a good time to think about gift cards for Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market, who proudly present Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah, homie. How's the... I have a little sip, homie. Hold on.
So how's your wife doing after the eye surgery?
Well, as you called it, she's doing great.
Yeah, that's a quick recovery, that lens replacement thing.
She's had worn glasses since she was 3 years old. She has horrible eyes.
Yeah.
The strongest the strongest lens made. They had to go searching for it. It's a plus 40, whatever that means. Hmm. And they got it, and today they looked at that. They took the patch off. They looked at her eye. She says she sees 20/30 in that eye.
Yeah, well,
she's
guess what?
Never been able to see in that eye.
Guess what? It's going to get better. That surgery, just better and better and better. 6 months from now, she won't even believe what she's looking at.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. It's just great. Hey, all week long, the pop quiz question themes are about celebrities who can't. Today, name the name of the celebrity who can't read.
Whoa.
Mike Tyson.
Margaret Cho. Beyonce. James Spader. Very good.
Wow.
Very good.
Can't read.
Can't read.
Man.
Yeah. Okay. Scoopage, is it
true?
Keith Ledger, Sean Penn, Brad Pitt are just some of the men in Hollywood who heard about Harvey Weinsleaze, had mistreated their woman, got in his face, and told him, knock it off or they would knock him out. And Brad Pitt is the one that was the loudest, most boisterous, and really got in his face. This is after Harvey acted inappropriate towards then Brad Pitt's girlfriend, Gwyneth Paltrow. So this is before Angelina Jolie, before Jennifer Aniston, before Kate Moss. This is going back 25, 30 years.
Well, they talked about it, but they never did anything about it.
That's apparently. True.
Close I have a headline. Question.
My daughter has a question.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You said Heath Ledger. How would we know if he said anything when he's dead?
Some friends of Keith said that he really was making a big deal about it, was going to go to the media, and he was told, basically, you're just starting, you better back down.
Yeah, and see, don't
think... A lot of people were afraid of...
Don't think that doesn't happen. That fear thing, don't think that's not there, because people are threatened, their careers are threatened with that stuff.
By the way, Amanda.
Yes?
I talked to your brother Austin the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he was in
you
Hawaii.
You know, I know he's heard this before, but I'm going to say it anyway, cause even though he doesn't like it. Frank has the nicest kids, his two sons and Amanda, just wonderful kids.
Thank you.
Of course, they're adults
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
It's all because of Tyann. It has nothing to do with Frank.
Yeah.
It's specific.
Hey, can I make one comment about the Weinstein thing?
Please.
No one really is willing to want to say this, so I'll say it. You're a young, real attractive woman. And
thank you.
I'm not talking. And Harvey Weinstein gives you a choice. Now, I'm not talking about forcible rape. I'm talking about you're in a hotel room, and he says, yeah, let's read the script together in the shower. Or he says, take a shower with me, and then I'll come. They have a choice to make. And dozens and dozens and dozens of them made the choice to whore themselves out. Okay. I'll do that if that's
you
what
you don't have to do anything. Just stand out there in the shower while I take a shower and masturbate. That's all you have to do.
Okay, but
and watch.
They had the choice. They
I
could
know.
Have said, no, I'm not going to do that. What do you think I am? I'm not going to do that. Yet,
I know.
Yet they,
I know you're right.
That doesn't make it right to use that power. But why is it so many of these women were more than willing to do it to get what they wanted?
I'm not saying it's right. It isn't right, and I would like to think that my daughters would never have done that. However,
and there's always a however in life.
A lot of them are thinking, if I don't go along with this guy, it could be the end of my career. If I do go along with this guy,
also true,
I might be a star.
I understand that, but so they choose to do something horrible, despicable, degrading. To be a star. That's the choice they made.
We don't know everything.
No,
I mean,
I know that, but I'm
he
telling
could have said,
you.
If you
don't really
do
know
this,
how he coerced them.
I mm-hmm. could destroy your whole career. I could do this. I could do that. I mean, we don't know. I don't know. We
I
don't
can't
know.
Even get my wife to do it, though.
I can.
Well,
I can get your wife.
Different.
Oh, see what he did there?
See what I did?
He had a good
one.
Yeah. Tyann.
Yeah.
You hear what he said?
Yeah, that's getting old. That's getting old. Okay, you can continue now, but I can't stop thinking about the fact that sometimes you have, when you make the right decision, it doesn't always go well. There's a price
for
to
me,
pay for making
me,
the right decision.
I can't stop thinking about tomorrow. That's just me.
Mm. Yeah.
Stop thinking about
tomorrow. Can you there?
Yeah, I see.
New York Post headline above the story, the more women are talking about inappropriate behavior and rape claims, New York Post headline calls them Swinestein now. Swinestein. Sports, shorts, and we're on a sports station. Thursday night, NFL football tonight, and I got to say, the new NFL Network color man, Tony Romo, sounds a little goofy, but his information is fabulous. I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on the sports show tomorrow afternoon. How about them Yankees, homie? How about them Yankees?
How about them?
Could be Yankees-Dodgers, homie. Yankees-Dodgers. Odds and ends, four stars. Hero, party of one, to Ricky Martin, who has been in his hometown of Puerto Rico doing physical labor, cleaning up from the hurricane, while passing out millions of dollars.
Oh, good for him.
Little heads up in a history lesson. 2020, we have another presidential election. 2020 was the year that John F. Kennedy Jr. targeted to run for president. You got to wonder, how different would things be had John F. Kennedy Jr. lived?
Well, I was only a young teenage boy, barely a teenager, when I had a chance to interview John F. Kennedy.
Oh, you're kidding. See, this is what you should... I can't believe he's going there.
And he,
you should have recorded it,
I did, and he mentioned... It's funny. It's not funny, but that you mentioned this, because I was just re-listening to this last night and brought it in with me. And I had a chance to interview him as just a young kid, and it was a school assignment. And he mentioned these. Well, I'll play it for you. My greatest wish is that maybe one day my son will live to be running for the presidency of the United States.
Wow. He wanted his son to be president right there.
That's amazing.
That proves
now,
it.
Now, I have an exclusive for you.
You do?
Before he died, I talked to JFK Jr.
Oh, come on.
Here we go.
And I asked him about running for president. And here's what he said. Hold on. Let me cue it up here.
Okay.
I think that maybe you should ask my father, maybe Frank O'Pinion. You could ask my father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You almost sound like Porky the Pig.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Amanda?
Yes?
You're better than that.
Respect your elders.
You're better than that.
I'll play a little. It's just so, I can't believe you said that, because one of the other things that he said in the interview.
Here it comes.
I'll say, what other vision? Because John, you know, had been born. I said, what other kind of future do you see for your son? And I'll play it for you. This is unbelievable. The one thing that I think I wish more as much as anything is that my son not grow up to sound like Porky Pig. I think that would be horrible.
What about that? And then look what happened.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It really
is. It's unbelievable.
I remember when Tom Brokaw...
moving right along. New York Post headline, above the story about some super, super rich people buying expensive suits, wearing them once, throwing them away rather than giving to the poor.
Ooh.
A guy who had a custom-made 100-foot Cadillac limousine, never used it, and would not allow Make-A-Wish Foundation to use it either.
100 feet?
100 feet.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
It's there. It's out there. Look it up. And another woman upset with her fiancé throwing away all the diamonds and jewels that he gave her down the toilet and flushing the toilet.
Oh my, can you see some sewage worker?
Some kid is going to have a great day.
Yeah.
New York Post headline screamed, Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless.
That's not bad.
Not bad at
Not
all.
Their best, but not
bad. Not their best.
No.
And finally.
Oh, boy. I hate this.
Gentlemen, part of the show.
So good. Thank God. Hate to see it end.
Name the name of the celebrity who can't read. Mike Tyson, Margaret Cho, Beyonce, James Spader.
Wow. I think,
let's just start with Dan.
Oh. I think you want to say Tyson.
That's
but
what we're supposed to say.
I'll go James Spader.
Tim?
I'll go Margaret Cho, because I know Mike Tyson can read.
Mm. He can't spell, though.
It's all right.
He used to have
that. Spell. Spell my name.
Well, we don't have that anymore, I don't think.
Oh.
Do we?
Nolan.
Tyson,
what do you
I'll
like
go
some
with
dirty, rotten wait. Criminal.
Amanda says
I'll
Mike
say Tyson.
Tyson. Limey?
I'm going to go with Tyson as well, and is this...
A-R-A-M-R-I.
There he is. There he is attempting to spell his own name.
M-I-K-E. No, it's M-I-K-E-E-V-A-N-S.
I'm going to say Margaret Cho also.
Oh, you stupid ignorant sluts.
Oh, no.
Beyonce.
Ooh.
What? Beyonce. Now, a little follow-up. Also, who can't read, Mary J. Blige.
Well.
and two of Frank O'Pinion's favorite people.
Hmm.
Waka Flocka.
Yeah, that's one.
And Chief Keef.
Yep.
Is Beyonce dyslexic or something? I don't understand.
She's extremely dyslexic and never bothered to learn how to read.
Okay. Wow.
What about yesterday? You never told us who couldn't drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You just hung up on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You had to go because of Cheryl.
Oh, because of Cheryl. And she's doing celebrities who couldn't drive.
Yeah.
Couldn't drive. Another who couldn't swim.
You don't remember.
No, it was Barbara Streisand.
She can't drive.
Well, you didn't.
It was Tim Burton, Sam Elliott, Barbara Streisand, or Cher. The answer was Barbara Streisand.
Well, she didn't have to drive.
Other celebrities that cannot drive include Kate Beckinsale, Russell Brand, and Ricky Gervais and Charlie Watts of the Stones, all from London, England, by the way.
How about that line? They can't drive.
Go. Yep.
You know, it's funny. I talked. No, never mind.
Oh, no.
Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
You know that joke about Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. You know that joke about why the Siamese twins went to London?
Mm-mm.
So the other one could drive?
Oh, yeah.
Rim shot. Look, Slimey looked at me. He didn't even get it.
No, I got it. It just wasn't very good.
Well, that happens a lot. You just have to
get used to it.
That rim shot
just
in there,
play
buddy.
Along.
All right, Dan's sponsor, as you may have heard earlier. Boy, that jar's getting full.
Yeah.
I'm glad we thought of that. Dan's sponsor is Mark and Jason. That's two people, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors. You say, well, I don't need a financial advisor. I didn't win the lottery. I don't have $30 million. That is the wrong people. Some people have the idea that you only need a financial advisor if you have a lot of money and have to figure out what to do with it. No. Smart people turn to financial advisors when they have enough money that they want to hang on to it and hopefully make it grow. In this case, $25,000 or more. If that's you, I will give you a website. You go there, you call them, you set up an appointment. The meeting is complimentary. No obligation, no pressure. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel's a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. MarkandJason.com. Thank a cop every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening. Thursday evening, sorry, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.